honor men and women in military that have fallen and died for our country. We honor and we remember them. Bob read for us Psalm 33. Would you don't mind doing that again? I don't have my Bible. Read that for us, Bob. For praise in the upright is beautiful, and we are here to do that. Father, we bless you and we honor you, and we are here to praise you. And Lord, we honor and we remember, Lord, our military men and women who have died for our country, Lord, those that have fallen, and Lord, those that we know, Lord, that have lost their lives fighting. And Lord, we bless their families and we remember them this day. And Lord, we are here to honor you. We are here to minister to you in worship. We thank you that you are the good one, that you are the faithful one, that you are the soon and coming King. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would come, that you would breathe on your word as it's read, as it's sung, as it's declared. Come, Holy One, and encourage us and encounter us in your word. In Jesus' name, prepare our hearts to worship with the prelude. Arise, my soul, arise. It may be my most favorite Wesley hymn that's written. It's not in our new hymnal, it's in the old one, but it takes what Gordy is going to read and just puts it to music. And we come this morning and we can enter into this throne room. And Jesus is with us. He is our friend. He is on our side, and he's a soon incoming King. Let's stand in honor of the Lord. And Gordy's going to read Hebrews chapter 4, and then we'll go right into Arise, my soul, arise.
Since then, we have great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Arise, my soul, arise. We thank you that we have a high priest who is able to empathize with us in our weaknesses, that you weep with us, Jesus, that you ever live above to intercede for us, and you intercede through us. Now, Lord, in this time of prayer, I just welcome you, Spirit of God, to come and pray through us. We thank you that you have ascended, and we thank you that you are coming back. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to repay, that vengeance is yours, and you're going to set everything right. We thank you, Father. We pray mercy on Evalde, Lord, on the parents there who are grieving and mourning. Unbearable, unspeakable pain. Holy Spirit, we pray you will come, that you will comfort them. We pray, Lord, as a country, that you would give us wisdom. Not just talking points and not talking at each other, but Lord, that we would hear one another and that you would give us wisdom, real wisdom from you. And Lord, we know that the problems go deep and the rot, the moral rot in our country runs deep. Broken families, broken people. And Lord, all of it, it's rooted in wickedness. It's rooted in that we need to be a people that return to you. And so, Lord, we ask that in wrath that you would remember mercy. We thank you, Father, that where great sin abounds, much greater grace abounds. And Lord, we ask you to have mercy. Have mercy on us as a country. Have mercy on us as a people. We've turned away from you. We've sought our own way. And we are largely in rebellion against you. And Lord, we come here this morning and we bow. And we ask you for mercy. We ask you, God, to give President Biden, Lord, give him wisdom. We pray, Lord, for the governor of Texas, Lord, and the ruling, and the mayor of Evalde, God, just wisdom. Give them wisdom. Both sides of the aisle, God, I pray that we would hear one another and we ask you, God, for help and mercy in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for the Arlene Willie family. We pray for Janice. We pray for Justin. We pray for Dee. Lord, we pray for that whole family, God, that you would bless them, that you would comfort them, that you would sustain them, that you would give them grace. We pray, Father, for the Dennis Kuhnert family, Danny and Janet's camping friend who went on to be with you. Father, we pray for Dennis's parents, Sue and Roger, that you would comfort them and have mercy on them. We pray, Father, for Mary Cruz, that you would bless her, that you would strengthen her, that you would sustain her. We say to her, heart be strong. We say to her, lungs be strong, and all inflammation go in Jesus' name. God bless Mary. Father, we pray for Sally Miller. We thank you that she was able to get a foot, a shoe on that foot. And we speak to that infection and we command that infection to go. Lord, as she transitions out of that hospital to go home this week, Lord, we pray grace on Abby and her family as they make decisions. Lord, give them peace in Jesus' name. We pray for Danielle Emling and her dad as her dad's going to retire. Lord, we pray grace on them. Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. And we ask you for grace to be upon them. Father, for our military men and women, that you would bless them in the name of Jesus, that you would protect them, those that are deployed right now. God, we ask you to bless them and provide for their families. Lord, we pray for veterans who are suffering. And Lord, we ask you to bless them, to heal their minds, to heal their memories. And God, we ask just for you to have mercy on them and bless them in Jesus' name. thank you that you do not condemn us, but that we can come, that you love us, that your name is written on your hands. Can a nursing mother forget the baby at her breast? No. How can she forget? How much more will the Lord not forget you? Lord, we thank you that you're with us and that your name is Emmanuel. We honor you and we bless you. Thank you that you're a God who hears prayer. We thank you that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their cry. I just sense the Lord right now that he's kind of bending down and he's listening. Those that have requests on your heart, just voice them quietly to the Lord. He's hearing. He wants to hear you. He wants you to tell him all about it. Desperately need you. Father, open their eyes that they may see you for who you really are. And we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, we lift these offerings up to you as worship unto you. I pray you bless the giver and you bless the offering. The furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. You may stand and we'll sing the doxology. Folks, before we turn the camera on, were there any scriptures that had come to mind when we were sharing? And this is one that's come to mind for me. Psalm 131, verses 1 through 3. Lori's going to read that for us, Psalm 131.
O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. My soul is like the weaned child that is with me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time on and forevermore.
Amen. We're going to sing, there's something about that name. We're going to sing that through twice and turn your eyes upon Jesus. And just focus on him as we sing his name.
Thank you.
there's a lot of Old Testament background to this, and we're not going to be able to cover it all. I was joking around on Facebook this morning that bring your lunch. Excuse me, we're going to hang out here for a while, but we're not. Just kidding. But there's a lot here, and when we study something like this, what often happens, and it happens to all of us, no condemnation if this is you. All of us have areas in our lives that the Word of God comes up against it, and it hits us hard. And we have a choice when that happens. We can bow and say, Lord, all right, I need my mind renewed to what your Word says, or we can buck up against it. And I was thinking yesterday, as I was praying about how to approach this, the Lord just kind of gave this to me, kind of a download in my mind. Stronghold. A stronghold, scripturally, is when we have a thought pattern in our mind and we perceive everything through that. And that those things can come to us very, very young, sometimes even in the womb. And for me, as an illustration, just I was a very, very sensitive child and could pick up moods of people as just, I could just remember that and could sense things and very, very, very sensitive. And the lie that I bought really early was when I sensed things, I would own those things. So if I would sense that somebody was angry or frustrated, ooh, they must be angry at me. And so I had this lens of when I would sense things, ooh, people are mad. And that was a stronghold. That was the lens through which I would see everything. And so what would happen is I would sense something. Oh, Bob's mad at me. And I would sense that. And so then what would happen is my mind would go on, and then I would perceive things that are not true about Bob because I have this lens. And that was a stronghold in my mind. And so a lot of us have these ideas about God, and we've maybe experienced abuse or things happen, and we get these things in our mind that are not true. God's not really good. God really doesn't love me. You name it. They can be numerous things. And we're going to talk today about God as a shepherd. And so as we're going through this, and you kind of feel yourself kind of tightening up, I want you to be aware of that, and that's a stronghold in your mind that we need to let the Word of God tear that thing down and have our mind renewed, because our perspective gets skewed. Y'all with me? And we can start believing lies about it. And one of the things that greatly concerns me with what's going on in our country today is this venomous rhetoric on both sides, and we are labeling people, and we are hating people, and we're believing lies about people. And that then blurs our perspective, and we can't see people for who they really are. People are loved. People are made in the image of God. We may not agree with them. We may not even like them, but we need to love them and not have these lies and just have this thing in front of our eyes. Does that make sense? That's what a stronghold is. So as we're going to go through some really beautiful, profound things. So if you find yourself kind of bristling, saying, ooh, Lord, I need my mind renewed. I want to believe what you say and take this thing that I believed and forgive me for this lie, and I want to take you at your word. Amen? Because his word is faithful and his word is true. And we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. And so we let his mind, his word, renew our minds. So, Lord, as we come today, very beautiful passage of scripture, Lord, where there are strongholds, where we have believed lies about you. Lord, your word is powerful. Your word is living and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating joint and marrow. And so, Lord, I pray that anointing on your word today, that those things that we believe that are lies, those accusations and lies that we've taken in that we believed about you, I pray you would break those things down in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I pray you would come, that you would reveal truth, that we would see you for who you really are. And Lord, Lord, we would bow and bend the knee and know you as Yahweh, know you as the Holy One and the Worthy One. So, Lord, come, anoint your word, anoint me, God, to fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read a lot of scripture because it's powerful. And I want you to see the profundity and the awesomeness of what Jesus does. Jesus says, I did not come to abolish the law. I came to fulfill the law. And so all of the Old Testament promises are fulfilled in Jesus. And we're going to see that in a beautiful way this morning. So John chapter 10, I'm going to read verses 1 through 18. John 10, 1 through 18. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. He says it twice. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them in also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went through John and pointed out the 7 I am passages. Jesus says, I am the bread from heaven. I am the light of the world. And here we have 3 and 4. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the vine. And when he comes and he says those I am, the Hebrews, the people that he's talking to, not the Hebrews, the Israelites, they would have immediately, and they did, it made the Pharisees incredibly angry, because I am, it's a reference right out of Exodus, when God calls Moses, and Moses says, who am I to say that, you know, has sent me to go deliver the people? God says, tell them, I am, send him. I am who I am. And he revealed himself to Moses as Yahweh. I am. That's his name. And I love that. The week that we've been through, where we've been in the country for the last 2.5 years, God's very name means I, he is here. That's his name. He is present. That's his name. And Jesus goes through all of these things. When he says, I am, he is saying, I am God. I am the fulfillment. I am God in the flesh. This Old Testament. crucified him for blasphemy. But that's what Jesus is identifying with. And when he says in John chapter 10, and he says it twice, I am the good shepherd, these good Jews, what are they immediately going to think of? I am the good shepherd. They're immediately going to think of, and we're going to get there in a minute, Psalm 23. But there's another passage of scripture in Ezekiel that talks about a shepherd. And they would have known. They would have known this. And so I want you to, we've read John 10. I want to go back and read Ezekiel. And I want you to hear. I want you to hear this. Because who is Jesus? Ezekiel. If you have your Bibles, you want to turn there. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 and 16. Ezekiel 34. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountain of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. Isn't that beautiful? I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. When Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, that's what he's talking about. That I myself, God did that in Jesus. And we all know Psalm 23. Flip over there. What is Jesus saying about himself? Jesus is saying, I am he. I am he. I am the fulfillment of that. When God said, I will do that, Jesus is literally saying, hey, right here, right here. You think Jesus had Psalm 23 in mind? Absolutely he did. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not one. What does that imply? The Lord is my shepherd. Right there from the get-go, it implies allegiance. It implies surrender. It implies lordship. The Lord is my shepherd. Told you this a few weeks ago. I used to be very offended that Jesus called me a sheep. Like, Jesus, I'm not that stupid. But as I've gotten older with the Lord, yeah, I am. Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own ways. But the Lord laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Without Jesus, we are lost. Without Jesus, we're running around in circles. Our life is vain. Our life is meaningless. There is no meaning. There's confusion. There's death. there's disease, and it's nothing. But if we come to him and acknowledge him, Jesus, you died. Yes, I am a sheep. I am lost. Come and find me, Jesus. I'm lost. I need you. He will come. He will come. In Luke, Jesus says, he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? Church, we've been so deceived. The church in the United States, we think we can call on Jesus, come up to the altar, pray a prayer, and run off and do our own thing and be saved. That is not in the Bible. Why do you say, Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? It's an allegiance. It's following after him. It's full surrender. God, I surrender to you. It's having our minds renewed. It's laying our lives down. It's following after him. The Lord is my shepherd. It implies surrender. Lord, I'm yours. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Say what? I want a lot of things. But David's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. He has everything I need. In him is life. In him is fulfillment. In him is joy. In him is peace. And if you may say, well, that's not my experience, I'm here to say that there's more. Don't limit him by your experience. There's more. There's more to Jesus than just coming to church. There's more to him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He makes me lie down. I hope you haven't been there. Because when he makes you lie down, that often means that he's had to kind of take your legs out from under you. He's had to humble you because we don't want to lie down. We want to run around. We want to control things. We want to have people do what we want. But knowing Jesus is surrender. It's rest. It's taking a Sabbath day because we're not in control. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. He wants to give you rest. He doesn't want us striving. He wants to give us life, and he wants to refresh us. What a beautiful Savior we have. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He wants to restore. He wants to bring life. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He will lead us and guide us. In John 10, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. We hear him. But Jesus, I've heard Josh Atkins down at the loft say this, that we often expect God to yell at us. But he's not going to do that oftentimes. He's going to talk to us. And we have to turn down everything else to hear his voice. Because he speaks to us as a friend. What kind of friend yells at you? That's not a good friend. Jesus is our friend. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I was shocked when I first translated that. Because as a young Christian, I would read that, and I hadn't experienced death. I had a happy, fairly happy childhood. My grandparents didn't die until I was in my mid-20s when I lost my first grandparent. So I would read this as a young Christian, even though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm like, that doesn't really apply to me. I haven't really walked through the valley of the shadow of death. But what that phrase means, it's the valley of deep darkness. And we can maybe not experience death, but we know what it's like to be depressed. We know what it's like to walk in just, you know, oppression. In the King James Version, it's a beautiful translation, and that has really influenced our English translators, and it's such a beautiful phrase that most of our English translations translate that, but it really means as you walk through a deep, dark valley, even though you walk through a deep, dark valley, I walking through a deep, dark valley in our country right now? Even though I walk through a deep, dark valley, Jesus says, I am with you. My rod and my staff will comfort you. And I don't know about you, but when I'm stumbling along in my life and it feels like all is dark, I want to hear and I want to feel the prod of the Lord. It will go this way. It will go this way. And that's how the Lord will direct us. When we can't see, when we don't understand, He's there and He's guiding us like a bridle on a horse. Even though I walk through a deep, dark valley, I am with you. My rod and your staff. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In the midst of oppression, in the midst of it all, the Lord, we can come and we can feast at His presence. Righteousness, peace, and joy are ours. You ever had that peace that passes understanding? Has the Lord just given you joy that you know it's from Him? In the midst of hard circumstances. That's what He's talking about. The Lord prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. tear down those strongholds in your mind that you believe lies about and let your mind be renewed? Will you let him in to those places where you feel broken, where you feel lost, where you feel hurt, where you feel wounded? He loves you. He's engraved you on the palm of his hand. And he wants to be your shepherd. Will you let him in? Father, we thank you. And Lord, I thank you that you love us. And I thank you that you are the great shepherd of the sheep. And when you came and you restored Peter after his denial, three times you asked him, "Do you love me?" And each time you said, "Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep." Lord, you want to feed us. You want to comfort us. You want to lead us beside still waters. And Lord, for some of us, it means we need to give up control. And we just need to quit trying, and we just need to come to you, the great shepherd of the sheep. And so, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you are our shepherd. And we come to you, Lord, and we don't want to be like those who call and say, "Lord, Lord," but don't do what you say. Thank you that you were obedient to death on the cross. Thank you for your wooing right now. Thank you that you died and you rose again. And that because you live, Lord, we can face tomorrow. Lord, as we sing this song, Lord, the areas of our life that we need to yield to you, I pray we would just yield and we would let you into those places. You're good. And you love us. And you are calling out, you're crying out to the church right now to come back to you. And Lord, we come. We come. And we say, "Forgive us for being busy and running around doing things on our own strength, trying to figure things out." And Lord, we come to you as sheep, and you know where we are. And I pray you would come and you'd find us. And you would clean us up. And Lord, help us to be vessels in this dark and dying and lost world so that we can be agents of transformation to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, how he loves you. Let's stand and we're going to sing, "Because he lives, he is alive, he is on your side, and he wants that relationship with us, and he wants to give us hope and life." Let's stand and sing, "Because he lives."
Thank you.
all day. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the joy and pride they give. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face in certain days because he lives. And I said, Lord, is it cruel to sing this song today? And it isn't, because he lives, and he's alive, and he's going to make everything right. And he is the great shepherd of the sheep who's coming again in great glory. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would give us courage, that you would give us boldness in these days. Lord, we would be 100% surrendered to you. And Lord, that we would be your light, that we would be your love to those around us, where there are strongholds in our mind about you, about believing lies about other people. Lord, I pray that you would remove those things and we would see people the way you do. You would break our hearts with the things that break yours, and you would equip us and fill us to love, to heal. And Lord, you would give signs and wonders, give us great courage and boldness, and perform signs and wonders through us for the glory and honor of